Mr. Parnaby, Reel 6. Were the back areas and the beaches still under heavy shell fire from the Germans?
Yes.
It was still a dangerous area.
Yes, yes. They had got inland a lot, but the beach area being so small and all the stores and everything was piled in the face. It doesn't matter where a shell landed, would hit something. And they had what they call a long-range gun from Le Havre, which used to fire across the bay and then vanish into the hillside. They did catch it in the end because somebody went and lopped a bomb into the hole on the railway. It used to come out on a railway. And they used to shell it. Well, of course, you never know where they were going to drop. Now, that was...
Well, what happened to you next? Because there was a series of quite heavy battles from then on, wasn't
there? Yes.
To try to get Cong and beyond.
That's right. They went up the road then, going to the night for Cong, when the RAF pounded at Cong. And we were watching. We were watching it. Where we were, and of course the German shells was firing, like the ones I see across Le Havre Harbour, German guns. Now this is where things goes a bit blank, because we were there watching this bombing of Cong at the same time. And all I know is there was a bang. I come round in England in hospital. I don't know why. I don't know what happened. And quite a few of us was there. Whether a shell, one of their big shells, had burst near us, or whether it had hit an ammunition dump or what, I don't know. All I know is that I came back and I was in the... we were supporting the Canadians, because I ended up in a Canadian hospital in Bramshill. They must have thought I was a Canadian. That's right, that period. We were supporting the Canadians. And I come round in hospital. I couldn't speak normal as I am now. I was stuttering and I'd lost my voice. I went there and then... After that, I was at Seacroft Hospital in Leeds for voice therapy. And, yeah.
And there were no physical wounds, were there?
No, no. What, it's not physical, you could say mental. No, I didn't have any physical wounds. Thank goodness. Then, from there, I was returned to barracks. Woolwich, and after a short spell there, I was posted to, this was a letdown to me, like, but it was at the Times. I was posted to, I think it was 504 Pioneer Corps at Aldershot to take charge of a section. After a short while, I was promoted to corporal, to drapes, to take part. And one of my first jobs was to go from there to Prestatyn holiday camp, which the Pioneer Corps had as their, they took it over, training and big place for the Pioneer Corps. I had to collect about 14 youngsters, fetch them back to Aldershot into this unit. We were in the married quarters then, that took them over the married court, Jerome Square. And I had a section. Each married quarters was a section. You went in the front door, you had three rooms downstairs and three upstairs. That was four married people or couples. Well, one of them was our mob, our lot.
What were you doing with the court, kind of work?
Well, they were going out road repairing. And, I don't know what others doing. I can only do what we were doing was road on a test track. The military test track for vehicles or tanks or whatever it was. But they were there just keeping the road level and repairs what was necessary. Each day they went out on the lorry and all was full of heavy gravel and that in case. And then back to headquarters. Well, by then, things was beginning to ease up. You know, it was getting close to finishing. And I was just in there. The quartermaster at Pioneer Corps at Aldershot, he'd been retired, he'd gone. I was asked, took over corporal quartermaster, but I was only taking in stuff that men were handing in now, being discharged, until it came to my turn. And from there...
What date was this when your turn came?
January 1946.
Just before we go on, were there considerable celebrations when the war...
Aldershot went mad. Aldershot. And of course, Canadians was all round there, wick with Canadian troops, and they did go mad.
Did you get on well with them?
Yes. I didn't have a lot to do with, deep into the barrack sort of side, because we were in married quarters and only came 90% in contact with our own men. It was only when you come in contact with them if you went down into Aldershot for a night out. But, no, we didn't have any bother with them. But the night of when it finished, things got warm. It did get warm. And then, of course, I was just there until my number come up. First in, first out sort of business. I think I was number 23, 24, I don't know. My turn. Went to Guildford for documentation. I've still got them documents. Oh, they're on that, in that book. Kit and everything. Mind you, when I was there, of course, everything that I come home with was brand new. Been in the store. It was all brand new.
Did you have a medical on leaving?
Yes.
And you were quite A1 then?
Yeah, more or less, yes.
And what was the process of demobilisation? How was it done?
Well, as I say, they were on numbers. Well, I don't know what mine was, 23 or 24, if you were in that batch, that was when you were going. That was all over the army, of course, different units. They would say, group 23, we'll say, or group 24. Well, I was in group 23 or 4. And you go in, you hand in the kit that you had to hand in, mainly your overcoat. You couldn't keep that, your overcoat. You handed that in, and gas masks and things. Then I went to York, Strensel Barracks at York. To get me civilian clothes. And I came home with two cardboard boxes. Civilian clothes and that, you know. You did get your warrant home, and that was it.
Did you get a gratuity for your army service? They pay you a little sum of money?
I was discharged on Class 2 Reserve. Oh, by the way, I'm glad I said that paper. I came out on Class 2 Reserve, which you did, or everybody did, for just in case things turned...
And could be called back.
Aye. You came out on Class 2 Reserve. But I... you might say I'm crackers. But the unit started to reform down Dyklands Road, the TO, and of course my mates was in. I went back.
To the TA?
Yeah.
And you said... 582. Which unit was this?
582, the new one. 582.
And was it searchlights?
Yeah, big ones. Searchlights and guns. Searchlights and guns. And of course, it's all on there. I was discharged from Class 2 Reserve, his services no longer being required, him having joined the TA again.
So how long were you in the TA after the war?
Oh, after the war, in 1947 to 54, I think it was. 54. I think it's on there.
And what made you come out?
Well, I was in 4582, and there was three regiments in the town, 463 and 325. Now, I was in 582, right? I went up to staff sergeant, being a tradesman, because I didn't have an MT officer. I was in charge of the transport, Dykeman's Road then. The adjutant used to act as MT officer, but it was more or less left to me. And I was staff sergeant. Then after a while, 463 amalgamated, which meant an influx of ranks duplicated. Some was made, the you know, kept their rank, others was demobbed and that. And that went on. And then 325 finished. One was at the garrison field, the other was at the green, we were at Dartlands Road. 325 disbanded and was amalgamated with 463. Now it ended up with, I was actually then battery quartermaster sergeant, staff sergeant. It ended up with three quartermasters. I could stay in if I dropped a corporal. What would you do after all the years and worked your way up to staff sergeant? No, I could stay in, but I'd have to revert to corporal. So I came out on reserve for so long, £5 a year reserve, and that was it.
What was the best part of your army service during the war?
The best part? Well, being a war on, the best part would be the first, then the searchlights, when they were all local lads, and it wasn't hectic, like, they were all the local lads, your own mates, I mean, there was lads in there, there was about half a dozen of them who worked on the same job. In fact, most of them, they came from big firms in the town who their mates worked there and all. And that was it. Because once you got transferring from place to place, you were on strangers. And things was getting a bit stickier all the time. So I can only say that my best part was the beginning, when in the searchlights.